see the two new boys. Where are they?
Not a sign of them.
Holy cow, what's going on out there?
The makers of Cold Water Omo with Power Foam Plus present... Only if it's fatal.
So funny, you'll die laughing. Hey, that's them. Somebody's shooting at them.
Johnny, it's Rico. Rico and Vinny, they're alive.
About running time, too. Come on, let's lend a hand when I'm mopping up.
Watch out, Johnny. Behind that car.
Sorry, chum, not tonight.
You got him.
Hold your fire, Rico. Hold your fire, Rico. Vinny, we're coming out.
Stay there. Give it a couple of seconds. Make sure now we're quick. Try something.
Johnny, what's going on?
It's okay. The cavalry arrived. Rico and Benny got here just in time. Is Mason okay?
No, you better come over here.
Oh, come on, Sam. Let's see what we can do.
Oh, Johnny, I don't know what's wrong. He seems to be on the verge of collapsing every couple of seconds.
Mason, can you hear me?
Yeah, you are. It's fine, old man. Don't worry. I'll hold up my end. Keep the flank covered.
It's okay. The battle's over. You can relax now.
Over? We held them off.
Sure. You did just fine.
We all right. No casualties.
No casualties. Except for you.
No.
Hold on, Mason. We'll have you in hospital in no time at all.
No.
Just keep fighting.
And them? How many of them?
All of them. We got them all.
Splendid. They like clean sweepers on our...
Oh. Don't I move. Just take it easy, honey.
It's nothing. It's just a little nick in the jolly old shoulder. Nothing to worry about, my love.
How does it look, Sam?
Not too good. There's a lot of bleeding.
Always was a good bleeder. Old girl.
This is no time to make with the jokes. Now, you just lean back against this wall, honey. There, that's it. Keep your head up. Put a handkerchief, Johnny.
Sure. Here you are.
Could you stem this bleeding?
No.
Needs a doctor. Probably transfusion. Oh. And he needs them fast.
Linda, that house behind us, with those people peering from behind the curtains.
Yeah?
Get in there and call an ambulance. Tell them it's a matter of life and death and hurry.
Sure, Johnny, right away. Oh, take care of him, will you? Take good care of him. Those people in there look scared out of their minds.
You blame them? A pitched gun battle right on the street in front of them. Grenade bursting, cars pranging. They must have thought it was World War III.
A lot of people staring out of windows now all over the show. Nobody coming near, Johnny. We're all keeping their distance.
Yeah. In a couple of minutes, though, this place will look like Grand Central at rush hour. Right now, they're still not sure the shooting's over. And they're in no hurry to stick their necks out, just in case.
Here comes Rico. Looking as cool and disinterested as ever. Anyone would think he just stepped out from under a cold shower. Doesn't anything ruffle him?
Sure. A speck of dust on his nice white linen suit. A hair out of place, maybe. But certainly nothing as trivial as a gunfight, Sam.
Everything okay?
Just about, Rico. Richard's been hurt, though.
You heard bad?
We sent for an ambulance. He's going to need it. What kept you, baby? If you'd been on the scene, none of this would have happened.
I'll try answering my question. You park the car outside the hotel. All of you go up to the party. An hour later, this creep comes out and drives away. No sign of you, Linda, or this doll. Now, me and Benny, we're waiting outside for you to show. Only you don't. So what do you expect from us? Mind reading?
We had to get away from that hotel before the trouble started. The only thing was, we seemed to take it with us. These babies were more on the ball than we gave them credit for. They got on our tail again, with both cars.
Yeah, we saw one of them leave in a hurry after this guy, this Mason. And then 15 minutes later, the second car takes off in a hurry. Now, that left us right in the middle field. Do we stick around outside waiting for you to show, or is there trouble someplace else? And we followed the second car.
So you decided to follow the car?
Yeah.
What's the matter? Couldn't that fancy hot rod of yours catch up?
Not in the time we had. We got on his tail, and he had a good couple of blocks lead on us. And we got hemmed in by a couple of buses. And by the time we were in the clear again, the road in front of us was empty. We sure passed the street, and we're a good couple of blocks in the wrong direction, and we hear that bomb blast. So we hightail it back, and we'll get you before there's too much damage. Except to them.
What's the score out there? How many of them are alive?
Are you kidding? Alive? And none, man. Not one.
But Mason here only wounded one of them. What happened to him?
Must have been the guy going for a gun on the ground. Well, Benny took him before he could reach it. There's three more of them out there. Likewise, not with us anymore. Hey, Fiddler, I don't see Linda Rapallo around. Where is she?
It's all right. She's not hurt.
Huh?
She's in there phoning for an ambulance.
Oh, that's good. Anything would have happened to her. Rapallo, he would have had my head on a plate. But I tell you something, Fatal. Before he gets to me, you would already have been dead.
That's interesting.
How? Why, that's easy, man. I would have killed you.
Come in, Johnny. Oh, I should imagine you could use a drink right now.
Thanks, Sam. Yeah. An iced beer if you've got one.
Sure. Plenty in the fridge in the cocktail cabinet. Sit down. I'll open one for you.
Thanks. Yeah, I feel pretty bushed at that.
You think Mason's going to be all right, Johnny? He looked pretty bad just before they wheeled him into the operating theater.
Oh, he'll make it. Lots of blood more than anything else. And with little Linda in there cheering for him, he'll pull through.
You think it was wise to leave her at the hospital?
How would you suggest I got her out of there? Dragging her, kicking and screaming into the night? That's about the only way she would have come.
Funny. I had an idea her infatuation for Richard was barely skin deep. Looked like I was wrong.
Whatever gave you an idea like that?
Oh, I rather thought it was a cover-up. That she was doing it just to get at you.
You were right. That's the way it started. But then things got out of hand. She found herself really liking him. I don't think she really realized it until she saw him lying bleeding. Then she flipped.
Well, all's well that ends well, as they say in the classics. Yeah. That all right?
Nothing. But I mean nothing could be more perfect, thanks. Cheers.
Cheers.
That went down the right way. I feel better already. You know something funny? I think Mason has found himself in deeper than he figured, Sam.
Meaning?
I think he started getting friendly with Linda just to get within striking distance of the stones of death. But somehow they both bit off more than they could chew. I think he feels something more than a passing interest in her now. Otherwise, there would have been no call for him to get himself involved in all this mess. And let's face it, Sam, he just about laid down his life on the line for her.
Don't tell me you're starting to have second opinions about him.
There's something pretty likable about the guy, and no matter how hard I try to keep in mind that he's nothing more than a jewel thief.
You wouldn't notice it. You're being fond of anything about him. Not from the way you snap at him all the time,
John. Well, I have a job to do, which is to make sure Mason doesn't get his paws on the stones. I still don't know which way he'll jump, if he has a choice. Linda, or the necklace. So I've got to keep him in perspective. If I find myself getting chummy with the guy, he could jump on me. So I don't get too chummy.
Well, I suppose it sounds sensible. I know what you mean about him being likable, though. He has an incredible charm.
Yeah. So I wear my blinkers whenever I'm around him. What's the matter, Sam? Why the frown?
Probably nothing, Johnny.
Come on. What are you staring at like that?
My briefcase. Come have a look, Johnny. From over here. Just look down on the carpet there where it's standing. You remember just before I left, I put some powder on my nose?
Yeah. You're pretty big on gilding the lily. What about it?
Well, as I slipped open my compact, some of the powder slipped. It fell down next to the briefcase. Not a lot of it, hardly more than a thumbnail full. But it's pretty fine stuff. It spreads out very thinly. Look down there.
I'm not with you, Sam. What am I supposed to be looking at? I don't see any powder around the briefcase.
That's the whole point. There isn't any. But over there, Johnny, you can just make out a very faint line of powder on the carpet. Well, cock your head this way a little. Maybe it's the light that shows it up.
Yeah. Now I see it. You're right. But the line's about 2 inches away from the briefcase.
Sure. But it wasn't that way when we left. Somebody moved the briefcase, Johnny, and replaced it just slightly out of position. That powder line's a dead giveaway.
Yeah. You're on the ball, Sam. Somebody's been in here. No doubt about it. Careful worker, huh? The lock on the briefcase has been wiped clean. Not so much as a smudge of a fingerprint on it. Is there anything valuable in there?
Just a ring of mine. A diamond. Oh, it's not really worth very much. Oh, and some traveler's checks.
You got the keys?
Yes, of course. Right here in my bag. Here. That small fat key.
Oh, thanks. Whoever picked it, locked it again afterwards. A professional. Take a look here. Anything missing?
I know. Here's the ring, Johnny, and here are the checks. There's nothing else worth taking either.
So somebody took the trouble of burglarizing your room and didn't even swipe anything. That's interesting, honey. Very interesting.
I don't get it, Johnny. I mean, you just have to take a look at me to know I'm not in the millionaire class, so why go to the bother of breaking in here?
You said you had nothing valuable in that briefcase. You're wrong. You do have something valuable. And the guy that broke in here knew it.
You're talking in riddles, Johnny. What on earth have I got in there that's so valuable?
Notes, papers, information. That diary of yours, for instance. In it, you've got details of where we're going to be, when and for how long. To the right kind of people, honey. That sort of information's like 24 karat gold.
The makers of Coldwater Omo with Power Foam Plus invite you to listen every weekday night, Monday to Friday at 7:15 to Only If It's Fatal. And don't forget your standing date tonight at 8 with Pick a Box.